Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio and in Waukesha on the Shaw. Well, Donald Trump is up to it again. I don't know why I don't just trademark or patent that phrase and keep throwing it out. My God almighty. So here's what he did this time. He gave an interview to NPR. Now, I don't know why he did that, because he would know that NPR is an honest outfit. They're not going to let him sneak around and lie and get away with it. It's supposed to be a 15-minute interview. And he hung up on them right in the middle at about 9 minutes, a little over halfway through. He said, that's it. That's it. Why did he hang up on them? Well, he hung up on them because they kept pushing back on the big lie. Every time he raised something about the election was rigged, it was stolen, the host would say, well, here are the facts, and it wasn't stolen, blah, 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 this court, that court. Finally, he got frustrated. He's used to going on Fox News and having his behind kissed, and on NPR, that's not going to happen. But the 9 minutes that he did put in gave some fascinating tidbits. And one of them, he called Moscow Mitch. Now, Moscow Mitch, the turtle from Kentucky, God almighty, the broken down old crow, as he calls him, Moscow Mitch, he called him a loser on NPR and blamed Moscow Mitch for the Republican senators who won't back the big lie. Now, who are those senators? Well, there's Rounds, a fellow named Rounds from the Dakotas. There is Thune from South Dakota. There's a lot of them won't back the big lie. They just won't back the big lie. The big lie is that somehow Trump won. Trump is a loser. Trump lost by 7 million votes. 7 million votes. Biden got 81 million popular votes. Trump got 74 million popular votes. And Biden swamped him in the Electoral College. Biden got over 300 electors. It takes 270 to be elected, and Trump got well under 240. So that's the fact of the matter is. I mean, that's just what the plain truth is. Now, by calling McConnell, he calls him a loser, a broken down old crow. Lately, he's been calling him old crow, and he capitalizes crow, like in an email or something. So the old crow, I mean, McConnell is a broken down old crow, but so is Trump. And the point is that, and I've said this, I'm going to say it again, people have feelings, even politicians. You don't believe it. You look at them, they look like it's water off a duck's back. They all have very, very thick hides. They have feelings. And if you are continuously called a loser, a broken down old crow, that your wife is of Chinese descent, make an ethnic joke out of her, and you're doing this stuff, you humiliate McConnell in his home state, and he keeps going, yes, sir, and rubs his hands together. In the long run, he is going to retaliate. He's going to retaliate. And I'll tell you what, he has ways of retaliating, and what's ominous for Trump is that there are a number of senators now, a number of them, who are saying, we're going to put that aside, because he attacks other senators too. And there is a fight within the Republican Party in primaries now that's reminiscent of the fight in the Democratic Party between the so-called progressives and mainstream Democrats, where they primary each other. That's going on in the Republican Party. That is going on in the Republican Party. And Trump, by attacking these people and calling them crows and that kind of thing, Trump, frankly, is helping to dig his own grave, because when he goes to the convention, if he goes to the convention in 2024, you don't walk into that convention and just have everybody say, Hosanna, Hosanna, and throw palm fronds in front of you. I mean, these people are out to get him, and he cannot underestimate their resources in doing that. We're going to the lines. Jake of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jake?
Hey, Matt, a couple of things relating back to the big lie that's going on here that I think need to be attacked hard. The first is the fake electors thing that happened at the Capitol back in December 2020, with the fake Republicans trying to overturn the election. We now know that's part of a conspiracy. With the Oath Keepers getting knocked up for sedition, I want to see Josh Call say in public that he's funneling up information to the Department of Justice to have these people get drilled as part of the conspiracy, including the one guy that's on the Elections Commission that signed that fake election thing. And I think that's something that Democrats need to be drilling day after day and basically turning them and Robin Voss and Michael Gableman into the faces of the Republican Party.
You know, that's a mouthful, very true, and it's at the core what I think of the problem. Up until now, we've been weak in our prosecutions. Let me build on what Jake just said, because early in the prior segment, we had said, obviously, that in December of 2020, there was a fake meeting in the Capitol. Trump lost, and yet 10 Trump electors, that you know, fraudulent electors, got together, and they signed a document that looked official and sent it to the Senate saying, we're the Trump electors, and he won. We get 10 electoral votes because there are 8 House seats and 2 Senate seats in the state. At the same time, Evers had had put together a meeting of the real 10 electors because Biden won, and Evers basically selected them, and these are all loyal Democrats who are going to vote for Biden in the Electoral College. That's the way it's done. What Jake is alluding to, and it's true, and this just broke yesterday, it turns out that this went on in at least 5 states with identical documents, identical fonts, identical formats. Somebody put this together. And the states were 5 of the 6 swing states: Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. If those electoral votes had gone to Trump, he would have been president. And these clowns got together and they falsified a document to make it look official. And what Jake's also referring to is one of the 10 electors, believe it or not, in Wisconsin, the fake ones, Republican ones, was a guy named Spindell of the Wisconsin Election Commission. Wisconsin Election Commission has 6 people on it, and 3 Democrats, 3 Republicans. And Voss has called for 5 of them to be charged with felonies, but not Spindell, not the fake elector. And the clown sheriff of Racine, who's urged 5 of them to be charged with felonies, exempted Spindell. Spindell shouldn't be on the Election Commission when he was a fake elector. And I agree, Josh Call can prosecute them because it happened in this state. And if Merrick Garland steps up to the plate and prosecutes everybody in those 5 states who did this, all of those electors, it's a conspiracy, fine. But we can't just turn the other cheek here. And otherwise, it's going to happen again. And if the governor had been a Republican and if the Secretary of State had been a Republican, they would have certified the Trump electors. Then it goes to Washington, and there are several justices on the U.S. Supreme Court who said, have already said, we're not going to interfere with what state legislators do, even if they're a gerrymandered, corrupt legislature. Your right to vote for president is being taken from you. What saved us was that we had Doug LaFollette, Tony Evers, we had Democrats, we have a Democratic Attorney General, and we have 3 Democrats on the Wisconsin Election Commission and 2 Republicans who basically stood up to the pressure. If that ever changed, you would no longer have the right to vote for president. Thank you, Jake. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.